What's going on, y'all? October 22nd, 2025. Daily vlog, here we go. Just took my kids to Bubba's to have dinner. And it was awesome. It was cool. My daughter wanted to go. We hadn't been out in a minute. And I like to take them out sometimes to go and eat. So that was cool. I'm thinking about children. When I first started substitute teaching, I don't do it anymore. I used to do it like years back. But I would underestimate kids. Like so much so that, like I thought that I was right in everything. Type of mentality. But then just being around them and having those experiences with them taught me that even though they're little, they still have a mind to think just like an older person like myself. Like we have a mind at every age in our life. That is constantly moving, thinking, learning. And children can be easily overestimated. Then of course some of them are not really wise in life because they're young and haven't had a lot of experiences. But that doesn't mean that that doesn't mean that they don't have the capability to be smart. And these kids, when I would substitute teach different ages, like elementary all the way to high school, they're smart. You know, they have a mind to think. And then that shifted my mind and changed my mind to not think that I'm always right in the presence of children. So like that being said, they have ideas, they have suggestions, they have thoughts that are valid, and we should listen to their ideas, listen to what they have to say, listen to their opinions. Because they've got them at a young age. It's wild. And kids can get overestimated easily. And I think that just learning that about children is wise. Excuse me. I think it's in the Bible, Timothy, right? Where Paul tells Timothy to not get discouraged whenever people look down on you because you're young. Whenever I'm finished with this video, I'm pretty sure I'll put it in the comments where that passage is. But Paul tells him, like, don't let people look down on you because you're young, or something like that. Like, meaning, when you're young, you're gonna have that adversity from older people. So you have to be wise enough to figure out how to still be able to voice your opinion and say things that you think that are important. Because you can be in a situation where you're in a workplace and you have somebody that's been there for a long time, but you're a youngin', you're a new guy there, and you think that something should work, you know, or could work, or probably will work. And you voice that opinion, like sometimes a lot of them, a lot of people will try to shut you down. Because, oh, he's a new guy, he doesn't know nothing. You know, that's kind of the mentality that we have sometimes when we're in the upper position. You know, and this I'm talking about in older age. You know, even in older age, we have people that, like veterans, that have been in companies for a long time. Look down on the new workers like, oh, what do you know? You're just new here. You don't know nothing. I know everything because that's why I'm here. You know what I mean? That's the mentality that we have. So we refuse to listen. We refuse at that position, you know, the higher up position, the boss or whatever, the manager. We refuse to get the ideas from the people that are below us. Maybe for fear that we might lose our job or that we might look dumb. And it sucks because it's bad because it's like that institution, whatever they're doing, that workplace, whatever, is not going to thrive because the boss or the manager refuses to listen to people's opinions, to people's thoughts that work alongside them. And I can see how it can be frustrating for some workers that think in their mind, like, this could go a lot better if we did it like this, you know, but it seems like every workplace is like that. And I think that's where I got that mentality when I used to go substitute teach the kids, like, oh, I'm the older one, I'm the teacher, yada, yada, I know more than you. What do you know? You know? So being understanding that people, no matter what age, can still have an opinion, can still have thoughts, can still have ideas. And so we need to continue to be open to those ideas, no matter what our age level is, or no matter what our status is. Like the cool thing, there's a thing called stop work authority, right? I've heard about it because I like working in the refineries and stuff like that. Stop work authority means that somebody, no matter what level they're at, whether they're an entry level person or somebody that's been on the job for years, like a foreman or whatever, everybody has the authority to stop work if they see something dangerous or something that where an incident could happen or something like that. So you can stop the job. You have that authority. I think that is so cool because the stop work authority is like, there's no age limit. There's no experience limit, because even at a basic experience level, you can see something and know that's dangerous. Do you understand? So like, I wish that type of mentality for the stop work authority is for all ages, for all companies, for leadership, you know, leadership, just talking about leadership in itself is a servant leader. Have you heard of that term before? Servant leader. Servant leader is somebody, is a leader that serves, you know, and when a servant leader is in power, they understand that they're not the only ones that have ideas, that they're not the only ones that have thoughts and a mind and the power to think, the power to analyze, to have, you know, questions. And that's good. I think that's good for society. I think it's good for the workplace. It's good. It's good all around. That leaders, no matter what position, can still be taught by somebody that underranks them. You know, and even too, like, it can go the other way around, not just from the top down, it can go from the top up. If you're just new, sometimes we can have the attitude like we know everything going into a brand new job, at refusing to listen to the people that do have experience and that are wise and have been on the job for a long time, you know, to be able to teach you know, the younger, more experienced people, look, maybe you should look, try it like this. I've been doing it like this for years. Maybe this will work. You know what I'm saying? And if we come from a lower position thinking that we know everything, we refuse to listen to the people that have been there for years, it's going to be harder. You know, you're going to learn the hard way. That's what my dad used to tell me. He's like, you're going to learn it the hard way. Meaning you're not listening to feedback. You're not listening to, you know, people that have been here for a while. You're not asking for advice. You're just going in and think you know everything. You know, so it could go both ways, whether you're coming from the bottom up or the top down. So having that type of mentality all the way around, whether looking up or looking down, having that servant leader mindset is helpful for society, I believe. So anyways, there's my 10 minutes there, my daily vlog. making it a point to probably do the try to do this every day, so I can get my thoughts on this vlog here and hopefully help some people out. And yeah, thanks a lot. This is the Jesus Hilario Show. I transcribe these and clean them up and then put them on a blog post. You can check that out at Jesus Hilario H if you want to read it instead of listen to this. But thanks a lot, you guys. Follow me on social media also at Jesus Hilario H, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, and Spotify, and Apple. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts. Thanks a lot, you guys. Bye.